Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to take a break midday and just review where you're going. Our guest today is Christopher Freeland, and he's author of Mysteries of the Round Towers, and I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your natural health and mind and spirit questions later on in the show. We're waiting for Christopher Freeland to call in. He's spends his time actually half between Iceland and Ireland, so we'll see what happens if he does call in. And so when he does, we'll go ahead and start with the interview. So right now, we've got a new year. January didn't seem to be like a great month. February is going to be better. It's going to get better. And so I just want to let you know that. And I'll also be opening up for questions. So if you want a reading for the rest of the year or you want to talk to a loved one on the other side, I can do that for you. And I'll also be doing a wonderful talk and, you know, psychic readings as well as kind of meditative healings as well as talking to people from the other side on February 9th at infinityfoundation.org. And it's going to be, I think, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. From 12 to 1:30 p.m. Anyway, so I wanted to let you know about that, and it's very reasonable. It's $35, and if you sign up now before they have a reduction in rate as well. Anyway, so I just thought I'd throw that out for you. We're going to go to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may amplify your own energy. And then I'll tell you some really fun, wonderful stories about stones and stuff right after I give you this. So today we're going to do bloodstone. Now, bloodstone is a variety of quartz which occurs in massive formations. And the color is kind of green with flecks of red. And in smaller pieces of the mineral, the red does not appear. So it's not really a complete red. It's very dark. It's almost like a dark forest green sometimes. Now, bloodstone is very powerful. So it doesn't say in most books how powerful it is. So you have to be very, very careful when you're using bloodstone. It is a healing stone, intense healing stone, and a stone of courage. And it can be used to awaken and introduce uniformity of vibrations in energies in your base, navel, sacral, and heart chakras. So it goes up and down, giving it a balanced energy. But it also helps you to accept change in energy fields and to recognize the beneficial aspects of what turmoil is doing it. So it's going to make you go through turmoil, okay? So it does. Most people won't tell you that, so I'm telling you that. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that you have to understand when to use it and when not. It also provides you with a centering and grounding energy, and especially around the heart. And the message that lies within bloodstone is be here now, okay? It grants you the mastery of renewal, and it's renewal of physical, mental, and emotional states. And it also provides for a revitalization of love and relationships and friendships. It's not a bad stone. I love it. I just use it very sparingly. Maybe other people don't. You know, that could be, and that's fine. There's an inherent strength and energy to the stone, and it allows for the transmittal and practical of dispassionate guidance. So you can do whatever you need to do, and it'll guide you that way, but it doesn't give you anything one way or the other. And it further instills the wisdom and sensitivity to facilitate appreciation. And it also helps you to demonstrate unselfishness and idealism, to improve your talents and abilities and enhance creative efforts, and to support the decision-making processes. It's been used in accessing the principles of mysticism, providing for insight into the immediate spiritual intuition of truths, which transcend ordinary understanding. It also helps you direct towards the direct union of the divine through contemplation, meditation, and love. Bloodstone has been used to facilitate spiritual realms of your ancestors. And in healing, it's been used in the treatment of the spleen and to purify the blood, kidneys, bladder, intestines, and liver. It can neutralize the toxins within the body and can provide for the elimination of toxins, too, in the body. It's been used in the treatment of leukemia and to stabilize and balance and increase or decrease as necessary the flow of blood. And it has also been used to aid in the rectification of failing eyesight, lung congestion, and rashes. And that's a little bit about Bloodstone, our gemstone of the week. And it's a wonderful stone, used with caution. I believe that we have Christopher Freeland with us, and so we're going to start the interview, and we're going to get right to our guest. And Christopher Freeland is author of Mysteries of the Round Towers. And Christopher is an author, a professional researcher who conducts workshops on spirit release, resolving geopathic stress, and more. Welcome, Christopher. How are you?
Thank you very much indeed, Linda. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. I'm glad that you came. When I saw your book, it was very intriguing to me. So can you tell us a little bit about what are the round towers and what is the puzzling things about them?
Well, the round towers are rather unique phenomena. They're to be found about 63 of them in Ireland and a few in Scotland. There is also one supposedly in the Isle of Man, but I don't believe it's an authentic tower. Now, what is so strange about them is that nobody knows what they're for, and nobody knows who made them. Although it would seem that the Catholic Church has, by building right next to them, by setting out graveyards in the immediate vicinity of the towers, it's as if the church has taken them over. And that was done at least 1,000 years ago.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, usually the Catholic Church usually builds, and other churches actually build on ancient sites that have always had some kind of religious meaning or some kind of religious impact or energy zones of the earth that I know in Sedona there's a church that's built on an Indian, you know, sacred ground, and there's been a lot of energy there from that, and it seems like the Catholic Church knows how to pick those places and kind of just stays right on them, don't they?
That does indeed seem to be the case, and I suppose in a way it is quite natural, given that my belief is that the towers were of immense benefit, especially for not just human well-being, animal well-being, but of great advantage to local agriculture. So any sort of phenomenon like that, it would be natural enough for a group to want to take it over and make it as if it was them who had created this well-being.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And you know, in a lot of places, there's, when I go, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old and I'm 75, so I've been doing it for a long time. But when I go to a site, you know, like for Sedona or some, any kind of sacred site, what I will find is that there's different kinds of energies there. So, and one is, you know, we all have like this electrical energy and this electromagnetic energy, and sometimes I find that the sites will be more of electromagnetic energy, which is my stuff. I was tested, and as a psychic, I have electromagnetic energy rather than most psychics are electrical energy, and they have different kinds of things. It's not bad or good, but do the round towers actually have a higher frequency of energy towards electromagnetism?
No, I think it is a different form of energy. To my understanding as a radiesthetist, as a dowser, I believe they're using the crossing of underground water.
Okay.
Over which every single tower is constructed. I believe that generates a magnetic frequency. And what is also really quite extraordinary is that every single tower, of which there are double walls, every single stone in those two walls is laid out with a negative magnetic polarity facing upwards. So probably that they are being used to draw up that very strong frequency of from the crossing of the underground water, bringing it up to the surface and then distributing it through the doors and the openings in the towers.
Wow, I believe that. I can see that happening, and you know, there is you know, a vast waterway way beneath the earth that does feed things. This is great, because if you imagine the earth itself, if waterways are way, way deep in the earth is magnetism, so that would magnetize the water, and that has got to do a lot of healing, wonderful energy, and if they're allowing that energy to come out, it's almost like when you're doing homeopathy, where you're distilling the actual plant until you just get the essence, you know. So I would imagine that with the water flowing beneath the earth, that the towers are allowing it to, the energy to draw up, almost like a homeopathic essence, and allowing that energy to flow out. And so it must be quite beneficial in almost healing qualities for even the crops and the land and the people and the animals, right?
Exactly. And I think I would compare it somewhat to acupuncture. However, there's no invasion of the earth. But something that is quite intriguing, even today, after probably at least 1,000 or more years of their construction, the local farmers will tell you when you go and visit a tower that the grazing around the towers is fantastic. It's much richer than elsewhere in the immediate neighborhood.
Well, that makes sense, I would think, because if, you know, sometimes electromagnetic energy, because when I'm a healer, so when I'm using electromagnetic energy, like to pull out things from illness from people or whatever, but then when I put in the white space, it kind of helps heal everything. And I can see that this would give more nutrients and give more beneficial protection to the soils and the things around there to make it more nutrient rich too. Well, can you explain the use of the stones by humans? What did humans use them for?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. Can you explain the use of the stones or the towers by humans? What did they use them for?
I believe it's a property of stone. That's something which I personally discovered as a dowser. Have put the question to quite a number of stonemasons whether they're aware of what I call the magnetism of stone. And I think, you know, it's probably because of our education. We don't know what magnetism is. It would seem to make a lot of sense that as the Earth is a magnetic entity, with the sun going round and round for billions of years, or us going around the sun, however you want to look at this situation. And we are magnetic creatures. And so the stone also has this magnetic component, and it can be used. I know rather than doing laying on of hands on a weakened, bedridden patient, I would use a nice round river rock, determine which is the positive, which is the negative polarity, and place it under the patient's hand. And therefore, the person would draw a very gentle but constant magnetic current or magnetic field. But obviously, this is a very alternative way of looking at things, and quite impossible using modern science to explain.
Well, I can understand that a lot. You know, I've been. Yeah, I can understand that a lot. So, if someone was brought closer to the towers, would healing take place if they have the intention of doing that and they go close to the towers? Do people get healed from that?
I personally, every time I've been to a tower or actually gone inside a tower, the energetic feeling is incredibly stimulating. And one really would, a bit like sort of approaching a dolmen, certain dolmens, not all of them, because they all seem to have different purposes. But the towers are probably because they've been over those underground currents for so long, and the stones have collected the remnants, the resonance of that energy over so many years, is very palpable. Now, quite what could be done with it, one would have to experiment a lot more, and that was very much the reason that I wrote this book, just to point out that we don't know very much about what's going on, and there's an awful lot that remains to be discovered, and so please don't get stuck in.
Well, I agree with that too. I think we're only on the surface. I think a lot of times the ancestral original people that were there, not so much with the round towers, but it could be that they actually didn't. They were working more on an intuitive level, you know, and a spiritual level of not trying to do the scientific understanding, just understanding that there was something there and they were compelled to do it. And as this earth, as we go through this earth today, most people have lost a lot of that inner guidance, I would say. And so, you know, I kind of live like that, but most people don't, and they want to know why and how and where and when. And so I just think that things like the round towers that bring so much to us, sometimes we don't need to really understand except to, you know, exactly ABCs of the science of it, but we have to understand on a spiritual level and on a that it's a wonderful place, and that it can and if you approach it with intention, you will probably get a lot of better benefit from it than not. Anyway, we have to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Christopher about his book, Mysteries of the Round Towers, which you can get at Barnes & Nobles or Amazon.com, wherever you want to go and get your fine books. You can order it there. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Christopher Freeland, and he's author of Mysteries of the Round Towers. Now, Christopher, where are the round towers located?
Do they what?
I said, where are the round towers located? Are they just only in Ireland?
There are 63 still standing in Ireland. Some of them are relatively complete. They've almost all been rearranged. There are some, quite a number of stumps, which are almost just literally ruins. Most of the time, the complete ones average a height of 30 meters and 5 meters in diameter. So I mean, they're very impressive needles which stand up out of the countryside. Some of them are in valleys, some of them are on hills. It really is a unique structure. And as I say, 63 in Ireland, there is a historical reference to there being more than 100.
Wow.
About 150 years ago. And there are two authentic towers in Scotland. And as I said earlier, there's one on the Isle of Man, but I don't believe it's an authentic tower because it's not over the crossing of underground water. So they are really totally unique to Ireland.
That's wonderful. What are the key elements of the round towers?
The key what?
Elements of the round towers.
Well, they are, as I say, 30 meters tall, generally with a cap, a conical cap. They have a large opening, a doorway, as it's called, but it obviously couldn't be a doorway by any stretch of the imagination, because although there are one or two towers with the doorway at ground level, Kilmacduagh Tower, for example, the doorway is 8 meters up in the up the wall. So now, how are you going to get in and out 8 meters up in the air?
Yeah, you got to fly. I was being cute. I was saying you're going to have to fly up there.
Even if you've got sort of some rather ferocious Vikings, I think with the best will in the world, you'd have a very hard time.
So what is also the purpose behind the round towers? I think that, does anyone know the purpose, or is it still evolving?
No. This is the thing. That's what I found particularly intriguing about them. We don't know who built them, and we don't know what they're for. But when you discover this this idea of them being over underground water, the stones in a magnetic alignment, then it seems a very convincing theory that it would be for benefit of agriculture.
Wow. So is there a, taking a look at all the round towers in Ireland, is there kind of like a grid that they're in that can actually balance the island out for energy, do you think?
I've got a feeling. My theory is that they were probably using the underground waterways to bring the water closer to the surface, because it is a very rich agricultural country. The rainfall is probably equivalent to Normandy or England. But the earth is much richer than in either of those two countries. Phil Callahan, who did a lot of research in on the towers, and he invented a wonderful instrument which is no longer available. With that, he measured the energetic output at the doorways and at some of the openings. So was able to determine that there is a definite boost in energy coming from the towers.
Wow. You know, it was very interesting. I was doing a documentary in England, and one of my things that I can do is I can stand on a piece of land, and I can get who lived on that land from the beginning of times, names, dates, places, you know, and what the land was, what it wasn't, da 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 da, all the way through. And I remember there was a Yeah, it's really interesting, but sometimes you have to turn it off, you know, because it makes you crazy. You know, I mean, you do with the dowsing, you're getting it through the tool, but you have it yourself. You have an affinity to the land as I do, so which is why I loved your book. And anyone that does have an affinity for the land or wants to know maybe some unknown spiritual structures, you know, and to visit something like this, it's a wonderful book that gives you a background. So if you're going to Ireland or Scotland, not the Island of Man, as he says, but you know, if we can do that, we can really have, you know, you can get an experience there, and it's probably going to be unique to you, right?
Yeah, and you would have a whale of a time in Ireland, because it's such an ancient country. And those towers, as I say, are found in very varied geographic localities. And so it would be wonderful to have your intuition feed in and discover.
Well, we'll have to figure that out. I would love to do that. They asked me if they had wanted me back in the day to go on crop circles and to stand on crop circles, you know, to kind of give my impression and stuff. And it was kind of an interesting documentary. You know, they would just put me on land, you know, like anything, and they wouldn't tell me what was happening. And, you know, I would see all these murders and stuff, and they'd put me on the spot with Jack the Ripper, and I'm going, okay, let's not do that, boys and girls. You know, have a little, you know. One thing in England that I found that was very interesting was that the ghosts in England, there were many, you know, nobody sells their houses as much in the United States, you know, and so there would be generations of different ghosts of the same family in the same house, you know, and I've had the pleasure and of releasing several of them back to their, you know, young girl and stuff like that. So that was kind of very interesting. Okay, so tell us where we can get your book and where we can find out more about you.
Well, probably best to get it directly from Inner Tradition.
Okay, and do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website, Radiesthesia Online, Radiesthesia, RADIESTHESIA .online. The only problem there is that I'm in Thailand, and I would be ordering the books from Inner Traditions and having them sent to
Right, that's too much money. They can order it on Amazon.com, and they can also order it from bookstores. Christopher, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. If you go back to Ireland, let me know. Maybe I'll run over there and meet you, and we'll go do a tour of those round towers.
That would be wonderful.
All right.
It's a great pleasure.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Christopher.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Duff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Company. I am now a company. The Linda McKenzie Company. What would that entail? I don't know. That's a brand new thing. But I'm 75. I don't think I want to start another company. Right now, I have three. I have the publishing company, Creative Health and Spirit, where you can buy my books. And I have five books out. So you can get them also on Amazon. And then I have the Creative Health and Spirit, which owns HealthyLife.net and is also a publishing company. So there you have it. So we do all sorts of things over here. And we're still moving strong. And it's all for one purpose. The one purpose is to give you information that you may not get anywhere else that will help your life in a way that makes you whole on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. That is what this is all about. My whole life is to be giving out positive information in truth and integrity. And you can count on it here and in anything I do. That you can do. And I don't get deviated from that. Anyway, that was really interesting about the round towers. And there were many stories that I did when I was doing England and all that. But right now, let's get to Herb of the Week. And then I want to get to answer your questions. So if you are listening, feel free to give me a call at 1-800-555-5453. That is if you're in the United States. The free 800 number is 555-5453. Or if you want to call in from international, you can dial the country code 01 and it's 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. Anyway, here we have our herb of the week, which, you know, it's February. It's here in California. It's actually going to be rainy for who knows. But anyway, it's what we want to do is we want to talk about mullein, because mullein is a wonderful herb that helps you in a lot of ways. It's the tall stems of the mullein is covered in a very fine down, and they were once burned as candles in funeral processions. The old physicians used the herb for scorpion stings and eye complaints and toothaches and tonsillitis and coughs. And it was also traditionally taken for wasting diseases such as tuberculosis. An infused oil made from the flowers was kind of a standby in many parts of Europe for ailments as diverse as hemorrhoids or ear infections. Now, the flowers of mullein, I take mullein whenever I have congestion or if I have, you know, a lot of people, well, my naturopath had told me a story that her son was on two inhalers. He was in his 30s, and she had told him to stop the inhalers and just start taking Mulin. And within, she told him to take two capsules in the morning, two in the afternoon, and two at night. And he did this for about 4 weeks. And what ended up happening was that he got better, and to this day, which is 20 years later, he has not used another inhaler. So this is really good, but, you know, use it, you know, the way it says on the bottle, unless your naturopathic doctor tells you different, because everybody's body is different. Now, the flowers are really a relaxing expectorant for dry, chronic, hard coughs, such as whooping cough, or bronchitis, or asthma, or tuberculosis. And the flowers are also effective for throat inflammations. And, you know, the infused oil is still made today and used for inflammations and wounds and earaches. Now, the leaves of the Mulin is used for respiratory disorders, and they were at one time made into herbal tobacco. They were rolled and smoked for asthma and tuberculosis, getting it into the lungs. Traditionally, the plant was regarded as antiseptic, and the large leaves produced in the second season were wrapped around fruits to preserve them. Right? So it's done a lot of things. Now, the flowers and leaves are often separated in commercially dried Mulin, and the leaves are generally predominate. But the ones that are the highest energy are the flowers, which is mostly, that's where flowers are. They are the highest energy on that. And you can also get infused oil for Mulin, too, the infused oil, and that of the fresh flowers. So that's even better. You can gargle using infusion for the throat inflammations. You can make a syrup and take it for hard coughs. And that's what you can do with the flowers. The leaves, you can do a tincture and use it for chronic respiratory conditions and coughs and things like that. And that is our herb of the week called Mulin. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Yeah, I'm feeling my oats this morning. There it is. Must be that round flower energy. Sure, I'll go traveling around the world doing wonderful places. I might do that. I think I might do that, and then I'll call in if I'm in Rome or I'm in Ireland or whatever and do my show from there. Would you like that? And then we can talk to local people and do all sorts of fun things. Anyway, maybe sometime in the future, because I plan to be around a long time, and you can if you stay away from Western medicine. You know, if you try and, except for bones, if you break your bones, you can go to Western medicine. But natural medicine is all I do, and I can tell you that it works for me. You know, you do the right things, and here I am, 75, without a thing wrong with me, which is kind of nice. I can still do what I need to do. What I want to talk about is there's a lot of things that can make you negative, and one of the things is fear of change, right? If you are fearing change instead of embracing it, it's a terrible thing to do, and it stops things from happening. So when we get back from break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about fear of change and how to overcome it. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we were talking about fear. Now, what you have to look at is fear of change, right? How do you relate to change? Is it a friend or an enemy? When things happen to you, are you afraid of the change, or do you welcome it as an opportunity? You have to remember one thing. Change is always good. And fear of change stagnates life's movement, and it creates negative energy. So you have to get out of the fear as soon as you can. And it also stops all your actions and all sorts of stuff. So when you have to embrace change. So if you accept change as a friend, right, and try to find out what the message is, it's trying to tell you a message. When things are moving, change is always going to be constant. It's not going to go away. It's just not. Just when you get comfortable, something will start to feel like something's going to change. Then the change happens. You gather information and you take an action, and then it goes back to a happy time. So this is how it goes as a spiral, round and round and round and round. And so if you accept change as a friend and then find out what the message is that it's trying to tell you, you'll spend a lot less time in crisis. And you'll have time to develop a lot more choices and then use the positive energy to improve your life. So view change as a friend and accept change willingly. Instead of looking at it, I don't want it to change. Embrace it and say, okay, what's this change trying to do? What's it going to show me? It's going to do lots and lots and lots of fun things for you. So that's what I'm going to tell you about fear of change. It's going to be there, so you might as well not fear it and just walk through it and see what's coming up for you, because it's probably going to be a good thing for something to learn. We would like, if you want to do a reading, feel free to give me a call on 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. I'm on the line. We have Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli. How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's wonderful to talk to you. Honestly, I just feel at peace every time I do that.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you. It's my third week. I'm being sick. Okay, I'm very concerned because I'm trying to do the best way I can, trying to eat more, healthy in everything, but that cough doesn't go away. And I'm very concerned. It's improving, but it's low.
Well, there's a lot of pollution and different kinds of things in the air, and so there's a lot of things that can help you. One of the things that I was talking about today, now for coughs, there's something called elderberry syrup, okay, and it's a black elderberry syrup, and that will get rid of the coughs very well. But the congestion in your chest, I'm also thinking about mulin. We just did that today on the show about how it kind of helps anybody that has compromised in the lungs and chest area. So whenever I have that, I take slippery elm for the throat, I take mulin for the lungs, and I take elderberry for the cough. Now you can go to your natural health provider or the health food store and you know, find out on your own, but I think that those would probably help you. And so that's what I'm going to suggest. It's not a thing that's going to stay. It is definitely a thing about pollution that's in the air somehow, some way. There's a change in what air you're breathing, and plus there's viruses going around a little bit, so. But you will be fine, and so I don't want you to worry about that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, then.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Zuli, for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Now, at the beginning of the program, I mentioned that I was going to be at infinityfoundation.org. Sunday, February 9th. Sign up now at infinityfoundation.org. I'll be glad to talk to you, and it's a Zoom call. So you can call in from anywhere in the world and just kind of call in, and I will be glad to do readings and do some meditation healings and some all sorts of, you know, talking to people on the other side. Whatever you need, I'm there for you. And I have all 17 psychic abilities, so I don't use two of them. I don't use a transmediumship where you allow something to jump into you. Nope, only me and God are in me. And then I don't use prophecy, because I'll leave that to Jesus and Buddha and all those wonderful people that know what they're doing. Because who knows if I know what I'm doing? I don't know. But I am very God-based, so I want you to understand that. So please feel free to sign up and meet me in person on Zoom at infinityfoundation.org February 9th. I think I'll be doing this again in March, and I think I'll be starting something with Soul Search as well. But I'd love to meet you. So infinityfoundation.org for this Sunday, February 9th. And also, this is a good old plug. You know, my book, Symbols of You, is a really wonderful book that has 40 alternative medicine and spiritual charts in there with different kinds of ways to use them, so that you can go through each one of these 40 metaphysical practices and actually develop some ancient wisdom while using it, using exercises and meditations and visualizations to kind of find out more about you. And at the back of the book, there's, I think, 7 pages where you can fill in your symbols from all of these wonderful 40 charts. There's even one for acupressure in there that if you have a headache, you can sit there and look at it and kind of, boom, you know, touch your little points, and can actually help you heal on many levels. And there's also vitamins and minerals and, you know, angels and just plants and birds and whatever you think of is probably in there, and all the symbols, and tells you how to use them. So again, you can get this on Amazon.com or order it from any bookstore. Quantum Distribution has it, and that's for the metaphysical stores in Canada. You can order it there if you're a bookseller. Feel free to do that. Again, I have another book out called Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Program, and it's an audio book, and it's available at your libraries and things like that on Overdrive. So if you really want to lose weight without having to take those terrible Wegovy drugs that give you thyroid cancer and all sorts of stuff, then feel free to do that, or you can get it in the book form at Amazon.com or any bookstore. Well, it's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. Well, this party is over for this week, but you can always tune in next week. And I think I'm having Jonathan Goldman on next week for the Healing Sound Master. So feel free to listen to that. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. And I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of adventure, communication, and release.